Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast.
Was it a foul? 319-366-1600.
I got it! Fine.
Let me have it!
I got it!
Fine.
Let me have it!
I got it!
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show.
4:05, welcome in to an abbreviated Friday edition of the program. Todd Bromelkamp and Alex Kuhn with you for the next 2 hours. Kyle Mann, our producer, on the other side of the glass. And we've got a really good one for you today. We're going to head to Greensboro, North Carolina, coming up at the bottom of the hour. The Cedar Rapids Gazette's Jeff Linder making the 18-plus-hour drive to cover the Iowa women as they look to punch their ticket to the Elite Eight tomorrow morning in Greensboro, taking on the number 3 seed in the women's tournament, North Carolina State. Essentially a home game for North Carolina State, a road game for the Hawkeyes, but Iowa's got something North Carolina State doesn't, and that's Megan Gustafson. We'll see whether the Hawkeyes can win and advance. And then a special treat for all of our baseball fans here in eastern Iowa, the one, the only, the incomparable Bobby Valentine, set to join us coming up at 5:30 today. We'll look back on opening day and get his thoughts on the state of Major League Baseball today. Final four, or I should say, Sweet 16 action on the way tonight. That's why we'll step aside at 6 o'clock. Things tip off with Michigan State and LSU at 6:09, followed a half hour later by Auburn and North Carolina, and then the nightcap this evening, Duke, Virginia Tech, and Houston, Kentucky. Alex, we had a good time last night hanging out at Mulligan's, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Very happy to say that we are going to be at the leaderboard in North Liberty next Thursday. So the KGYM road trip returns to Johnson County and North Liberty, the leaderboard. I was not at the leaderboard.
It's spectacular.
For the NCAA watch party, but I understand that it's a great place to come hang out, and we're looking forward to seeing people who join us next Thursday. More details to come at KGYMradio.com. Those games last night, holy cow. One game involving a Big Ten team was fantastic, and the other one could only be appreciated by Todd Licklider. I couldn't stay awake. I called it early. I said, I'm going to bed.
Texas.
I didn't even stay up for the final game of the night, which was Virginia and Oregon, which actually turned out to be a really good game. I could not stomach any more of Texas Tech and Michigan. I was done. I threw in the towel.
The bad news for Michigan was that they couldn't figure their offense out all night. That first half was about as much of a defensive slugfest, and I guess I'll use the glass half full terminology, a defensive slugfest as you will see. Texas Tech had a 24-16 lead. Michigan only 16 points in the first half, and they just never got anything going. And Texas Tech, Jared Culver took over in the second half, and now Chris Beard is finally getting the respect that he deserves. But to answer your question, Todd, about the other game involving a Big Ten team, yes, it was a foul. How do I know it was a foul? Because Carson Edwards was hip-checked while he was in the air. How else do I know it was a foul? Because Rick Barnes admitted that it was a foul. So, yes, it was a foul. Tennessee, you didn't get robbed.
Was it a foul? 366-1600, Purdue down 2 in the closing seconds of the Tennessee game. Carson Edwards shoots a 3-pointer. I'm more interested in folks letting me know whether they think he was in bounds or out of bounds. That wasn't even a controversy last night on the broadcast, partly due to the fact of the foul itself. Edwards goes to the line. He shoots 3. He misses the first one. It puts all the pressure. I think he was an 85% free throw shooter on the year, but was only 2 of 6 in the game up to that point. He misses the first one and then makes the final 2 free throws to tie the game. They go to overtime, and Purdue winds up pulling away. Lamont Turner was adamant that it wasn't a foul. Edwards kicks his leg out, and I know Candace Parker, who, let's address this for the record, on the studio show last night, a Tennessee alum. She was talking about the act of shooting and going straight up as opposed to kicking out your legs. At the end of the day, Purdue is off to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2000. And how great was it to see Gene Cady in the crowd last night? How many times have we seen Gene Cady make the face that they showed him making on the broadcast when he was disgusted by what was going on in the game? I've always had an affinity for Gene Cady. I think he was a great coach. And a lot of it, let's be honest, a lot of it had to do with the comb over. But Purdue representing the Big Ten well. Michigan, on the other hand, not so much. And Michigan State, the third and final Big Ten team in the Sweet 16, will have a chance to put two Big Ten teams through to the Elite Eight tonight again. That's the first game. LSU, Michigan State. Spartans about a 6-point favorite. At least they were earlier in the week in that contest. So they are expected, at least in the eyes of the odds makers, to advance.
Somebody asked me for a little betting advice on that one, and I'm always hesitant to give betting advice, but that line seemed, there's something fishy about that line. I think a lot of people are going to want to jump on LSU and ride with the amount of athletes that they have on that team. That's going to be a very interesting one, and that one kicks off. That's the first game of the night, so we'll send you out to that one first.
If I were betting, and I don't bet against Tom Izzo in March, but that's a pretty talented LSU team.
Sure is.
Distractions and all, and you're going to give me 6 points on that one?
That's what I'm saying.
North Carolina, a 5.5-point favorite over Auburn. I like Bruce Pearl's squad, but I think UNC's probably 6 points better than them. Duke is an 8.5-point favorite against Virginia Tech. I'll roll with the Blue Devils there. And Houston, Kentucky, I think that's a toss-up, and it's only a 2.5-point spread in favor of Kentucky at this point. But we'll see whether Kelvin Sampson and the Houston Cougars can rally the troops one more time before he heads off to greener pasture. Oh, no. He said he pretended not to know
for life.
Pretended not to know anything about that the other day. He didn't want to talk about it when he was asked about the Arkansas job.
That game will be interesting because John Calipari has been very, very hush about whether or not his star player, PJ Washington, is going to play. He didn't play in the first two rounds. He was out of the walking boot and the full cast this week. But Seth Davis reported earlier that that he is guessing that PJ Washington will not play against Houston. So if that is the case, I don't know if Kentucky can get by a tough Houston team like that without their best player. I don't have the stats in front of me, but the points per game and offense is just so much different when he's on the court as opposed to when he's not for the Wildcats.
Sad news today coming from the state of Wisconsin on two fronts. First, TJ Lang announcing his retirement from the National Football League, outstanding offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers. But this is something that we had talked about a couple days ago with Robert Murray of The Athletic, and mentioned it with Ed Creech of MLB Trade Rumors yesterday. The Milwaukee Brewers have announced that their closer, Corey Knebel, will get Tommy John surgery. So he is going to be out for all of 2019. And I don't know. I don't know if you can come to terms with Craig Kimbrell or not. Kimbrell wants a slightly longer contract and a little bit more money than the Brewers are probably willing to put up at this point. But there is a closer out there available for the taking. I don't think you want Josh Hader. Hader pitched two innings yesterday, got the save, looked great. I mean, he looked just as good as he did in 2018, but I think you'd rather have him in that multi-inning role or where you can deploy him in the sixth inning or the eighth inning, wherever you think it's more important, and leave the closing duties up to somebody else. But what do I know? I just know that that was a hell of a game yesterday. We spent a great deal of yesterday's program discussing it. I don't know about you. I was listening to the gym class earlier today. Nobody crams 2 hours of content into an hour like Scott and Mark, and nobody takes 1 hour of content and stretches it into 3 hours like we do. And they had Nicholas Baer.
They were loaded today.
Spencer Lee on the program, all within a very short window of time.
It's quite a guest list.
And then
in 1 hour.
It was a great show. If you missed it today, you can listen to the podcast. It's available for you at kgymradio.com. Somebody get Spencer Lee a damn milkshake. Can we? We can't make that happen because it's an NCAA infraction.
Yeah.
I was going to say, can we get him a milkshake? But no, there were some milkshakes on that truck that ran into the bridge on Iowa Avenue today in Iowa City. You see the photo out there?
I did see that.
The bridge is right by the English and Philosophy Building, EPB. And
spent a lot of time in that building.
There are chains that hang down there, and you hit the chains, and that's supposed to be the warning. But most people, when they hit the chains, are doing about 40 miles an hour, and there's not a whole lot of reaction time. Some semi decided, this looks like I can make it. He was off by about 10 feet. But I was standing next to probably maybe 20, 30 yards away from that bridge 15, 16 years ago when a U-Haul truck hit that.
Yikes.
And it sounded like a bomb went off. I mean, it freaked everybody out. And then the next thing you know, you look over there and the top of the U-Haul, I believe I've used a U-Haul to move before. I believe they call that Ma's attic up top, the little part that hangs out over the cab. That thing was peeled back like the top of a sardine can. And of course, the guy driving was embarrassed as all get out. I would be too if I wasn't capable of understanding that I wasn't going to fit under the bridge. 319-366-1600. The poll question today at kgymradio.com. Will we have all four number one seeds playing in the Elite Eight? Yes or no? Two of them got the job done last night, with Gonzaga and Virginia advancing. Two of them are on tap tonight. As we mentioned, Duke, the number one overall seed in the tournament, facing Virginia Tech, and North Carolina has Bruce Pearl and Auburn. And if you think Bruce Pearl is sweating now, just wait until about 5 minutes left in that game. UNC. How many folks out there have UNC or Duke as their champion at this point? I'm going to go ahead and guess it's a lot of you. You can let me know at the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, 319-366-1600. We've got a pair of tickets, by the way, to see Hairball at Veterans Memorial Stadium. They're coming to the home of the Cedar Rapids Colonels on Saturday, July 6th. Tickets are on sale now for that. If you've never seen Hairball, they are not a cover band. They're a tribute band playing rock and roll hits from the 80s and 90s, Aerosmith, Van Halen, Queen, Metallica, bands of that nature. Going into my Stephen Smith of that nature, to me, seems preposterous. Anytime I use words like of that nature and preposterous, all I can think of is Stephen A. Smith. We'll give those Hairball tickets away sometime here in the first hour. How in the hell did we get Bobby Valentine on the show today?
Bobby Valentine,
does he know that he's coming on in the sticks?
I don't know.
Flyover country in a 200-level market.
I don't know.
He's the athletic director is it Sacred Heart?
It is Sacred Heart.
Are they Division One?
I believe they are in basketball.
In basketball?
I will have to check on that, but they reached out to us and said that Bobby just wants to join and talk some baseball.
Should we ask him if he's wearing the mustache?
No.
Do you remember the incident? He got thrown out of a game when he was managing the New York Mets and returned to the dugout in a T-shirt and the Groucho Marx glasses and mustache getup, and it didn't fool anybody.
No, it was hilarious. It's still one of my favorite moments in Major League Baseball history. But what I want to ask him is, there is a rumor.
Wait a minute. That's one of your favorite moments in Major League Baseball history.
Absolutely.
Not McGuire Sosa in the summer of 98.
No.
Not your Cardinals winning the World Series.
No, not one David Freese. Six game six home run Bobby Valentine.
Favorite moments is a manager coming back to the dugout wearing a disguise.
It's a classic. Oh. That and Bartolo Colon hitting a home run. Top two.
The spirit of Bartolo Colon lives on in Willens Astudillo of the Minnesota Twins, by the way. I need a paternity test there. They share some DNA or something. I'm watching him the other day. Get it coming out on the field as the lineups were being introduced. I'm thinking it's Bartolo Jr.
So I want to ask Bobby Valentine. There are rumors out there that he invented the rap. The rap, like not the sandwich.
The Sugar Hill Gang invented rap. Are you talking about music?
No, I'm talking about an alternative to a sandwich.
Because don't go disrespecting Big Bank Hank on my show.
I will never do such a thing.
The sandwich.
The sandwich with a tortilla around it. There are rumors out there that Bobby Valentine invented that in 1982.
Let's just have him on and not ask him anything about baseball. I have a feeling that will go over really well. So, Bobby, 1982, you got a tortilla and some lunch meat, and you're thinking, how can I make this work? I'm unfamiliar with that story.
Apparently, he gets really excited explaining the story, but there are many people out there that credit him for that invention.
This is not going to go over well. If he even calls us, he's going to look at that. He's going to look at his secretary and he's going to say, what did you do? It's not April. Well, hold on. Let me check the calendar. Nope. It is not April 1st yet. It's April. It's March 29th. Speaking of April Fools, I saw this on Twitter the other day, and I don't know what particular Hy-Vee location this is across the Midwest. Did you see the April Fool's donuts?
I did not see them.
I'm going to put this out there. And just anybody in the building right now, I don't know whether I should do this or not, if we can find them around here, but there was a Hy-Vee somewhere offering April Fool's donuts. And they appear to be jelly-filled donuts, but they are actually filled with your choice of ketchup, mustard, or mayonnaise.
No.
What are you doing to a coworker
no.
who brings in a box of donuts?
Firing them.
On Monday.
Sending them straight
to you look and you go, HR. Oh man, I love. Oh, is that custard filled? And you bite in and it's Hellman's. You think about it, maybe they pipe the mayo in while the donut is still warm. Ketchup. I'm picking that up and you can tell the difference between ketchup and jelly, right? You got to know something's going. So Monday, if the coworker brings in a box of donuts, and I'm not just talking here in the building, Kyle, I'm looking at you. It sounds like something you would try to pull. I'm thinking twice before I lift that donut and put it in. I don't know if that's a Hy-Vee wide thing or if it's just one store in particular with a very diabolical bakery manager. Is that still a thing? April Fools, people. I don't know.
I don't know
in this day and age, everybody is so buttoned up and corporate and HR. And I don't know. It's probably a firing offense if you tried to do something to your coworkers.
Honestly, if you did that to some of your coworkers, I wouldn't blame HR for firing you. But yeah, I think it is still a thing.
Mikey on the text line says it's Ankeny. I'm not driving to Ankeny to get ketchup-filled donuts to.
I don't think anybody else to punk everybody else will here. Too. And by the way, the Sacred Heart University is in the MAC.
Okay, there we go.
The MAAC. We can ask him.
Is that's Niagara? I feel like every time the MAAC comes up, is that Niagara and Siena and all those schools? Right?
Yes, Siena, St. Peter's, Fairfield, Canisius, Iona, Manhattan, Marist, Monmouth.
Just get him. Just get him talking
Quinnipiac,
about
Ryder.
The MAAC conference. Give us the lowdown, the dirt on the MAAC. Look, he's got to have the itch. There's no other reason to explain Bobby Valentine wanting to come on a radio station in Cedar Rapids, Iowa to talk baseball. This guy wants to manage again. Well, we can call the Colonels and get him. No. We're not going to do that. Brian Dinkelman and the Colonels getting ready to come to town. I think they get in over the weekend. Meet the Players night is Tuesday, and then opening night for the Colonels is Thursday. So, got that to look forward to. next week, and hopefully Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women playing in the Elite Eight. That would be great, because for selfish reasons, we would carry that game here on KGYM, and we would be off at 6 o'clock on Monday, or so I am told. So nobody is rooting harder for Megan Gustafson, Hannah Stewart, Tanaya Davis, and the rest of the Hawkeyes more than yours truly. 319-366-1600-425. We're going to preview that game, by the way, with Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up in about 7 minutes. He is in Greensboro getting ready for that showdown with NC State. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, Kyle's going to join us in the studio for a big board update. We got the Iowa baseball team in action against Illinois. Rough Riders have a big game tonight at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, taking on Dubuque. And whatever else is going. I don't know. Kyle's going to fill us in after this.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure. Let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Well, that and a nickel get you a hot cup of jack squat!
428, welcome back in as we get ready to check in with Jeff Linder, the Cedar Rapids Gazette in Greensboro, North Carolina, coming up in just a few minutes. Also, we will have an opportunity for you to take home hairball tickets Saturday, July 6th. That is coming up before 5 o'clock as well. Love it or leave it, and former big league manager Bobby Valentine, all before 6 o'clock. Right now, Kyle joins us in the studio. He's going to give you a big board update.
Midway through yesterday's show, it was announced junior guard Macy Daly will be transferring away from Iowa. His name, of course, was involved in a situation early in the season, and many may attribute his transfer to that, but many players in his basketball situation may have done the same. He saw his minutes decrease to only 12 last season, and with only 1 year of eligibility left, he's in a crowded wing conversation that'll involve Isaiah Moss, Joe Wieskamp, Connor McCaffrey, and Patrick McCaffrey. No indication yet where he may go, but Daly's from Ohio. The Iowa women are in the Sweet 16, trying to advance to its first Elite Eight since 1993 when it tips off early tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. against 3-seed NC State. The Wolfpack is close to home playing in Greensboro and led by senior Kiara Leslie, who can score it pretty well, but the matchup to watch will be Megan Gustafson and freshman Alyssa Kinane. She's taller at 6'5" and averaged 13-6 on 56%, but Gustafson is a senior, All-American, and the most dominant post player in the country. Again, tip-off is at 10:30 tomorrow, and you can see it on ESPN. The series opener between Iowa and 25th-ranked Illinois was moved up again today as they try to work around weather this evening. They got started at 2 o'clock instead of 4 instead of 6, and the Hawkeyes had a 3-0 lead early on, but heading to the bottom of the 7th, Illinois now leads 4-3. The Rough Riders are here at home tonight hosting the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Puck drop set for 7:05, and we're off the air at 6 tonight as we yield to the final set of Sweet 16 matchups. All three frequencies will have LSU, Michigan State, Auburn, North Carolina, followed by Virginia Tech, Duke, and Houston, Kentucky.
How do the NC State Wolfpack match up with Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes? We will ask Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette that very question when he joins us next.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Alexander Lumber. They're working on a new facility that will open in during the spring. So for now, see them in their temporary location at 2802 Independence Drive in Iowa City.
Capture the essence of the outdoors with a new deck from Answers by Alexander and TimberTech AZEC decking products. Choose from three collections: the Vintage Collection, which offers a variety of colors; the Arbor Collection, with exotic wood tones and warm, earthy colors and grains resembling patterns found in nature; and the Harvest Collection, with warm, natural colors and traditional wood grain to enhance relaxation. Answers by Alexander will help you choose the deck that's right for your outdoor space and your budget. Visit Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert in Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Bucks says he's hoping to get his strength back while he practices and plays in games. He's talking about a sore right ankle, which caused him to miss two games last week and leave the game last night against the Clippers. Day two of the Sweet 16, four more games tonight in Kansas City. North Carolina will play Auburn. The Tar Heels could be without freshman forward Nasir Little with flu-like symptoms. ESPN's Jay Billis.
It's a hit because they're playing Auburn, a team that likes to get up and down. So having the ability to have another superior athlete out there in Nasir Little, who's coming off a 20-point game, really starting to play his best basketball, it hurts.
Jay Billis on First Take. After that game in Kansas City, it's Houston against Kentucky. The other two games in D.C., Michigan State meets LSU, Duke plays Virginia Tech. Former Major League closer John Wetland is facing three counts of sexual assault on a child. He was indicted by a Texas grand jury. Kansas running back Puka Williams will enter a diversion program after being charged with domestic battery.
The Pizzone from Pizza Hut. It's meaty, cheesy, and you know it's big. The pepperoni Pizzone is back and part of the $5 lineup. Two or more, just $5 each. No one outbeats the Hut. Ask or click for offer. Product availability, prices, participation, and delivery areas and minimums vary. Delivery charge is not a driver tip.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% off appliance special buys. Like the Samsung Stainless Steel Side-by-Side Refrigerator, just $9.98. You save $300. It's big enough to hold 25 bags of groceries. Unload those, and if that makes you thirsty, you'll really love the external ice maker and water dispenser. Today is the day for doing. Spring Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid through April 17th.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
I know you're a little frustrated with your life right now, but you can choose to be less hostile.
4:34, welcome back in as we continue an abbreviated edition of tonight's show, off the air at 6 o'clock for the remainder of the Sweet 16 contests. Bobby Valentine will join us at 5:30, provided that this was not some sort of elaborate prank by his secretarial staff at Sacred Heart University. And
April
I'm 50-50 on this. Yeah, it's the 29th of March, not April 1st. We'll see.
I think he sent some donuts in the mail for us. I think they just arrived out
hey,
back.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing? Who the hell is this? Click. The same treatment that I gave the 319 numbers that pop up on my phone all the time, and I answer them, and it's someone trying to sell me life insurance. 4:35, as we mentioned, let's check in Greensboro, North Carolina. Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette is there. He survived God knows how many hours in a car with Jim Slezarek, the photographer of the Gazette. Jeff, we appreciate you joining. How long was that drive?
It was probably around 15. We didn't stop much at all. And I think it was the other way around. He survived 14 and a half or 15 hours with me.
Well, I got to warn you about this. Jim is a known bootlegger. So if he tries to talk you into stopping and bringing back any sort of beer on the way back, don't commit any crimes with him. Let's give you a heads up there.
I think there were a lot of options for something like that in the southern Ohio, West Virginia portion of our drive. But we drove on.
So, Jeff, the Hawkeyes practiced today. What's the vibe around this team? Because it's been so loose all year long. Is it the same now going into a game where the stakes are completely ratcheted up?
You know, I think it actually is, maybe even more so. I think that the women have gotten past the stage in which, you know, a loss here would kind of define the season. And now everything's kind of gravy from here on out. They're playing with house money. And, you know, like I said before the season, you know, anything less than Sweet 16 would probably be a disappointment this season. And anything beyond that would be a heck of a year. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
How did they get to this point? And I'm not talking about wins over Mercer and Missouri, but how from the start of the season to right now did Lisa Bluder and her team arrive where they are?
Well, you know, they were honked off that they got beat by Creighton last year in the first round. And I think that was kind of a driving force throughout the off season. For the most part, they haven't had any injuries. They've had some minor ones, a few that have cost a few games here and there, but nothing catastrophic, i.e. anything at all to Megan Gustafson. It's cliche and, you know, coach talks about it all the time, but it's a group of kids that likes each other and doesn't want this ride to end. And, you know, I don't know how much farther it's going to take them, but it's a pretty determined bunch right now.
How important has Taniya Davis been to this team and her presence back from those two ACL injuries?
That's been gigantic. She's a leader by example. She's changed a lot. She's a lot more fun. I think she's really playing with a lot more joy now. And I think that's really kind of rubbed off on the team. And I think it's been kind of a deal where they've come around and say, hey, if she can have the gumption to, you know, rehab through some pretty grueling stuff, hey, we're gonna keep battling too.
Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us from Greensboro, where the Iowa women will take on NC State in the Sweet 16 of the women's NCAA basketball tournament tomorrow. How does this team match up with NC State in your mind, Jeff?
I think all indications is it's a toss-up. It's a coin flip game. NC State's got size. They've got a 6'5 freshman in Elise Trunane who is really coming on. Last 12 games, she's averaging about 17 a game. And if she can come anywhere close to holding her own against Gustafson, I think NC State might have the key to victory in this one. They've got some good athletic guards with some size and length, 6'1", 6 foot. Kiara Leslie averages 16 a game. She's 6 foot tall and she's a guard. I think a lot just kind of depends on what happens from outside. They've got a couple really good shooters from outside. They shoot about 40% from 3-point. And if they're in that range, I was going to have its hands full.
You mentioned Elise Kinane. How interesting is that matchup going to be? It's sort of a tale of two tapes. You have Kinane, who is the freshman, the newcomer, and then Megan Gustafson, who has established herself as one of the best players in the country.
Yeah. Bluter said today that, Kinane might be farther along as a freshman than Gustafson was 3 years ago, which is saying quite a bit, but, I think a lot of people are thinking that this is the old Wiley veteran against the new kid on the block who might become something close to what Gustafson is, a couple of years down the road.
As somebody who has covered her from start to finish during her career, how much fun has this been to watch a nation get introduced to her?
It's been a lot of fun. Again, it's cliche. She's just as good a kid as she is a ball player. We went up to Port Wing, a photographer and I went up there in August, and that was really kind of an interesting day. And we were hoping maybe she'd give us 2 or 3 hours of her time, kind of show us around the town. She basically gave us the whole day, I think 7 hours, and just showed us everything and was just so generous with her time. And the nation is figuring her out, and both from an award standpoint and an attention standpoint, all the North Carolina media were wanting to know all about Megan Gustafson.
Her records are going to stand for a long time, right? I mean, because the numbers that she puts up, she has put up, and everything, the sort of the versatility of her game, I just can't imagine somebody coming in and breaking those anytime soon.
Well, you never say never, but I don't think it's going to happen while I'm doing this. I don't think I'll ever see another player like her. 2,700 and some points and 1,400 rebounds. I think maybe six players in the nation have done that ever in Division I. Shoots 70% from the field. She's become a pretty good defender, somebody who can eat up a passing lane pretty well, and she's just she's lost a lot of her clumsiness, I guess is one way to say it. And she's become her if you watch her footwork is so good and her hands are so good. And I know the videos of the mic and drill have gone viral, but I couldn't try to do something like that. And I played basketball once upon a time. Her records are going to be safe for a long, long time. I don't know what kind of player it's going to take to come anywhere close to approaching those.
How is the team approaching the fact that this is essentially going to be a road game for them? NC State should have what amounts to a home court advantage.
Well, you look at a map and yeah, they should. I don't know how much that's going to play out. Their two games in Raleigh attracted, I think 27 and 2,800 or 26 or something like that. And meanwhile, Iowa had 10 and 12,000. I don't know how well NC State's going to follow. I think everybody down here is just so ratcheted to their TV sets with what's going on the men's side that I don't know how much interest there really is in this program down here.
Now, you mentioned Kiara Leslie earlier. What kind of player is she?
Just an athletic, do-it-all kind of kid. I haven't seen her much, but she's a guard that averages 15-9 and 7.2 rebounds, shoots a three pretty well, and I don't know how you defend somebody like that. I think you'd probably put Mackenzie Meyer or Kathleen Doyle on her and chase her all over the place, and if she gets loose and penetrates, hopefully somebody's there to help inside.
If Iowa wins this game tomorrow, Jeff, and it's not Megan Gustafson, who's the MVP? Who's the player that leads the Hawkeyes to the victory?
I think the X factor, if you will, I think it's Mackenzie Meyer again. She has caught fire ever since the regular season ended. She's shooting somewhere around 30-31% from three-point range before they went to Indianapolis, and ever since then she's 18-35 from three-point. And if she can maintain that, I think all eyes are kind of on her again.
Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, I'm telling you, keep an eye on Jim down there. He I've been around him on road trips before. I know how cagey he can get. But we wish you safe travels, and hopefully you're there for quite a while. We appreciate the time.
Yeah. And if they happen to win too, we're just going to drive on to Tampa.
I got plenty of recommendations for Tampa for you if you need them.
All right. That sounds great. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us from Greensboro, North Carolina. And what is tip-off time? 11:30 tomorrow?
11:30 tomorrow
morning. For that game,
yes.
It does air on ESPN. And should they advance to the Elite Eight, we will have that Elite Eight matchup for you right here on Monday. Nobody's rooting harder. Nobody is rooting harder for that than me, because the last 2 days, yesterday and today, you take a 3-hour show and you make it 2 hours, and it literally feels like you barely did any work at all.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, take a 1-hour show like this normally is and turn it into a 3-hour show, and that's our typical work day.
I always like when you make the jokes about bootlegging beer back into the state.
True story. Okay, that is a true story. I had left my...
Can you actually get in trouble for that?
Well, I mean, I suppose if Buford T. Justice pulls you over and finds you with 400 cases of Coors Light beer when you're just trying to...
Spotted cow, he's got 2 cases.
So here's the true story about Slozarek. And I've known Jim for a long time, have been around him on football and basketball trips, bowl trips, things of that nature. I had parked in a ramp downtown I came back from a Wisconsin-Iowa football game at Camp Randall, and I had to go to a wedding reception. As a matter of fact, I think the wedding reception was for Colonel's broadcaster Morgan Hawk, if I remember correctly. And so I parked at the ramp across from the Doubletree, and I go in and spend a little bit of time there. And as I'm leaving that night, Jim is, he's got the company car, and he's got his car, and he's loading his gear from the company car into his car, and he's got like 6 or 7 cases of Spotted Cow.
Mm, smart guy.
And I told him, you know, bootlegging is against the law. So if I just got him arrested, I think there's a statute of limitations on this. This was many, 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 many moons ago. But, yeah, I'm picturing those two rolling through parts of West Virginia. We retraced the route earlier today. How many states did they go through?
I think 5 or 6, but they go right through Blacksburg, Virginia.
They do go through the home of Virginia Tech.
Yeah, and I haven't brought this up, but Virginia Tech, who plays Duke tonight, one of their players was charged with possession of marijuana when he wasn't even at his house. His roommate got caught with it, and the officers charged both residents of the house with possession because they both live there, while Mr. Ty Outlaw was 2,200 miles away in San Jose. So maybe if you're rolling through that area, you could possibly get arrested for bootlegging.
There's got to be a statute of somewhere on the books about how far away you can be and not be in possession of something. But 2,200 miles?
You would think that would be beyond that statute.
319-366-1600. That is the Hertine & Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertine & Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Love it or leave it, we'll kick off the 5 o'clock hour, and then we'll chat with former Major League manager and player Bobby Valentine at 5:30. But right now, we have a pair of tickets to see Hairball at Veterans Memorial Stadium, the home of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They are playing the stadium Saturday, July 6th this summer. The Colonels are on the road. It's just tickets to the Hairball concert. A pair of them for caller number 6 right now, 2319-366-1600. They are available for purchase at colonels.com. You can get them online also, same website, or you can buy them in person at the Colonels box office. And speaking of the Colonels, opening day next Thursday as they take on the Peoria Chiefs, the Class A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. 4:49, we'll find out who our winner is when we return after this.
The Leaderboard is a brand new sports bar in North Liberty with a passion for golf. Tee up in one of their 5 PGA indoors golf simulators featuring over 40 different courses. Watch sports year-round on the Leaderboard's 24K TVs. Play mini golf, skee ball, darts, pool, pinball, and classic arcade games, and enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 too. Set up your tee time by calling 319-289-0152. The Leaderboard, 680 Mead Drive, corner of West Penn and 965 in North Liberty, where your next shot is your best shot.
Sunshine, grass, beer,
baseball.
You call that a strike?
Best seats ever.
Best seats ever.
Home run, high five.
Hot dogs.
Happy family.
Happy, happy family.
Twins tickets. Twins tickets.
That's hit a long way.
Twins tickets. Get them now. TwinsBaseball.com.
Car category names like SUV sound sterile, but the all-new Honda Passport is ready for real adventures. It could be in the skiing at sunrise category, since the Passport has a vast interior for hauling gear all day. Or it could be a greatness runs in the family vehicle, since Honda was named U.S. News' 2019 Best SUV Brand. Or you could name it after your adventures. Test drive the all-new Honda Passport today.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
U.S. News and World Report November 2018 based on available data for CRV, HRV, and Pilot.
Find huge savings now through Sunday during Menards' Crazy Day Sale. Get a gas mower for just $99 after rebate. A gallon of Dutch Boy DuraClean interior flat paint is $9.98 after sale price and rebate. Grab a 7-foot ladder for $39.99 after rebate. Enjoy the outdoors with a 10-foot kayak. Just $149 after rebate. These deals are so crazy, they're available in-store only while supplies last. So hurry in to save big during Menards' Crazy Day Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Prospect Meadows opens this May in the Corridor. This brand new baseball and softball complex will provide local kids with new opportunities, host teams from around the Midwest, and offer real economic impact locally. It also features the only special needs field in our area. Be part of Prospect Meadows. For a limited time only, they're offering custom inscribed baseballs to be featured on their Rotary donor wall at the main entrance. Reserve yours this week at prospectmeadows.com. Proceeds from the donor wall will help complete this first-class complex and give all children a place to play.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
If you're not completely satisfied, simply return the unused portion for a full refund. No questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you.
4:52, and congratulations are in order for Brett in Walford. He is taking home tickets to see Hairball July 6th at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The winning is over for the week, but you can tune in to the gym class on Monday. Scott Unesh and Mark Dukes are going to have an opportunity for you to win tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And yes, the 2019 Midwest League season is upon us. Opening day set for Thursday. I've looked ahead to the AccuWeather forecast. The predicted high temperature that day, 54 degrees. Sounds like a slight chance of precipitation, but all things considered, I have sat through opening days where there were flurries of snow. 54 sounds pretty darn good to me for some baseball and cold beer. And our pals at Z102.9, once again, partnering with the Colonels to bring you Mug Club Night on Fridays during home games this year.
Did we ever get a count for how many postponements there were in April of last season due to snow and just horrible weather? Because
no,
it was ridiculous.
But I do know, I think I was looking at the attendance the other day, I think they lost at least 4 home games due to the wave. Last year was just a miserable year weather-wise all around, and hopefully they're looking. But we're burying the lead here. Those of you who listened to the program yesterday know that Ed Creech agreed to
He did.
Visit us here in Cedar
on
Rapids
now.
on the record, I've got to dig up the schedule here and look and see if the Timber Rattlers are in town on a Friday night. But Ed Creech of MLBTradeRumors.com said this is the year where we break bread, or in this particular instance, drink malted beverages. 366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. You can use it to reach out to us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Do we have a, is there a date?
There is. June the 28th, Friday.
Friday?
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in town. Z102.9 Mug Club night.
I'm looking forward to that because the hitting coach at Wisconsin was in the league 15 years ago or so when I worked for the Colonels. We had many a memorable night down in the visiting manager's office. He and his Coors Light. 319-366-1600, as we mentioned. You'll want to use that number to reach out to us in the 5 o'clock hour, as we mentioned. Love It or Leave It and Bobby Valentine coming up. But first, how is the Iowa baseball team doing at Duane Banks Field today? Kyle's going to let you know.
Midway through yesterday's show, it was announced junior guard Maishi Daly will be transferring away from Iowa. His name, of course, was involved in a situation early in the season, and many may attribute his transfer to that, but many players in his basketball situation may have done the same. He saw his minutes decrease to only 12 last season, and with only 1 year of eligibility left, he's in a crowded wing conversation that'll involve Isaiah Moss, Joe Wieskamp, Connor McCaffrey, and Patrick McCaffrey. There's no indication yet where he may go, but Daly is from Ohio. The Iowa women are in the Sweet 16 trying to advance to its first Elite Eight since 1993 when it tips off early tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. against 3-seed NC State. The Wolfpack is close to home playing in Greensboro, led by senior Kiara Leslie, who can score it pretty well, but the matchup to watch will be Megan Gustafson and freshman Alyssa Kanane. She's taller at 6'5" and averaged 13-6 on 56%, but Gustafson is a senior All-American and the most dominant post player in the country. Again, tip-off is 10:30 tomorrow, and you can see it on ESPN. The series opener between Iowa and 25th-ranked Illinois was moved up again today as they try to work around weather this evening. They got started at 2 o'clock, and the Hawkeyes had a 3-0 lead early, and then trailed 4-3, but tied it at 4 in the 7th. They're now in the bottom of the 8th. We're off at 6 again tonight as we yield to the final set of Sweet 16 matchups. On all three frequencies will be LSU, Michigan State, and Auburn, North Carolina, followed by Virginia Tech, Duke, and Houston, Kentucky. And over the weekend, we're also going to have the Elite Eight games as well as Twins baseball on the North Gym.
Looking forward to catching the Rough Riders here over the final handful of games that they have in the regular. So I've got to get to my son, who's 2.5, has made it to more Rough Riders games this year than I have. But hopefully it's going to be a nice long run into the postseason. We've had Mark Carlson on the program before, and I know it'll be a good crowd there at the Ice Arena tonight with Dubuque coming to town. Those rivalries between Cedar Rapids and Waterloo and Dubuque are pretty strong. Love It or Leave It is just around the corner. We'll touch on a number of subjects, including a lot of discussion with the Sweet 16. Half the field for the Elite Eight is set. The other half will be set tonight, and you'll hear it right here on KGYM beginning at 6 o'clock, as Kyle mentioned. That's why we are stepping aside just a little bit early tonight. Things kicking off with Michigan State and LSU. Love It or Leave It is on tap all three KGYM frequencies when we return after this.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with 1/4 pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus 4 nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, you'll save up to 35% off appliance special buys, like a GE Appliances top load washer and dryer pair with deep clean and deep rinse options, a reliable heavy-duty agitator, and 4 precise water levels, just $478 each. Wash, dry, save, repeat. Today is the day for doing, with Spring Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. more saving, more do it. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra C-store for details valid through April 17th.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Bucks left last night's game against the Clippers with a sore right ankle. Last week, he missed two games because of that ankle. He says he's going to keep playing through the injury. The MVP of the 1996 World Series for the Yankees, closer John Wetland, indicted today by a Texas grand jury on three counts of sexual assault on a child. In the Sweet 16 tonight, Kentucky may have to play Houston without leading scorer P.J. Washington, who has a sprained left foot. ESPN's Jay Billis.
If Kentucky doesn't have P.J. Washington, I favor Houston in the game. That win that Kentucky had over Wofford, people don't realize how good that win was to be able to do that without Washington. He's their leading scorer and rebounder.
Other games tonight, Duke meets Virginia Tech, North Carolina against Auburn, Michigan State plays LSU. At the World Match Play Championship in Austin today, Tiger Woods advances with a win over Patrick Cantlay. Woods will now play Rory McIlroy tomorrow in the round of 16.
SportsCenter on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Welcome.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
I'm Steve Weissman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Bears traded running back Jordan Howard to the Eagles for a 2020 conditional draft pick. Howard has averaged more than 1,000 yards rushing in his three seasons in the league. He's set to make $2 million in the final season of his four-year rookie contract. Elsewhere, the Cowboys traded for Dolphins pass rusher Robert Quinn. Tom Pelissero says Quinn will get a new one-year deal worth just more than $9 million. Quinn can earn a maximum of $10 million if he gets 7 sacks next season. And less than 2 months after getting hired by the Patriots, Greg Schiano announced he is leaving the team. The former Tampa Bay Bucs head coach said he's taking time away from the game to recalibrate his priorities and focus on his faith and family. Patriots coach Bill Belichick said in a statement that he supports his friend completely. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Every carpet has spills and accidents, but with the Home Depot, you can make your carpet life-proof. Because life-proof carpet is stain-resistant, odor-resistant, and comes with pet-proof technology woven in. And right now, you can get it with free installation. But you can only get it at the Home Depot. Today is the day for doing, with worry-free carpet and free installation. Life-proof carpet, exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
Geico is a proud partner for all of the sleeper team, but every other team they're waking out of nowhere coming. Are you kidding? My eyes aren't believing the little school that could, and look, they're doing. Everyone, including their mom, surprising Cinderella. Yeah, and both of these giant shoes fit storytelling bracket busters. In other words, Geico is a proud partner for all of the madness that is March Madness. And little reminder, they make it easy to switch and save.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Is there no limit to what he won't notice?
5:04 as hour number two of the program set to get underway here. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to hear from the one and only Bobby Valentine, former MLB manager and player. Many folks remember him from his days managing the Texas Rangers as well as the New York Mets and very famously the Boston Red Sox. He was also a tremendous player, came up in the farm system of the Los Angeles Dodgers back in the late 60s along with the likes of Steve Garvey and Bill Russell, Ron Say, Dusty Baker. We'll chat a little baseball with the one and only Bobby V coming up at the bottom of the hour. You ever watch the NCAA tournament and you see the pep bands in the stands and you think, man, that's got to be a memory of a lifetime for some of these smaller schools?
Yes.
Well, it's not that way for the members of the Colgate pep band. Colgate, you may recall, was in the same pod with Iowa.
Yeah, they lost to Tennessee.
They lost to Tennessee. And they're in Columbus, Ohio. The Colgate band, if you go back and you see highlights of the Tennessee game, the Colgate band is in the stands. They've got the Go Gate Nike shirts on or whatever. Yeah, well, it turns out that Colgate didn't want to bring its band.
Oh, no.
So it hired members of Ohio State's band.
Yeah, I've heard of this sort of thing before.
And apparently it's led to a lot of hurt feelings among the 20-member band at Colgate.
So they have a band, they just didn't want to...
They have a band. They brought their own cheerleaders. They did not bring their own band. They decided instead to save some money and have the Ohio State... They brought with them sheet music of the Colgate fight song
that
and handed it
ridiculous.
Out to the Ohio State pep band members who then pretended to be Colgate pep band members.
I remember a few years back when Kansas was playing Bucknell. Bucknell, I don't think, had a band. So they hired another school's band to be
yes.
their band.
No, and then,
but to have a band.
That was my first thought as well. But in this instance, the school has a band, and they didn't want to bring them. Apparently, there were some issues with attendance during the regular season games, and sometimes all 20 of the band members would not show up, and maybe there were some hard feelings there between basketball team and pep band, and so the Ohio State band stepped in. Colgate knew something was up when one of the pep band members tried to dot the I. It's a little interesting. 5:07, let's go ahead and get to Love It or Leave It.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay, Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
Say his name.
Todd, this has been bothering me now for three rounds of the NCAA tournament. I know there are a lot of storylines, and Zion Williamson tops them all, and well-deserved. He's a generational talent. He's going to be a heck of an NBA player, and he's playing on the best team. Ja Morant had two very interesting rounds. He's a great player as well. But are people not realizing what Carson Edwards is doing in the NCAA tournament, averaging 33 points and 6 rebounds per game, and through three rounds would be the most outstanding player in the NCAA tournament? And oh, by the way, he averaged 24 points a game during the year, and we want to talk about Ryan Klein, who was great last night, but this guy has carried this team all year, and he's doing it again. They're in the Elite Eight. They trampled Villanova, and they beat Tennessee last night, and they are in the Elite Eight, taking on Virginia for a chance to get to the Final Four because of him. So it's time to put some respect on Carson Edwards' name. I love this.
Number two.
No spring game, no problem.
No spring game, no problem. I'm going to love this. I know a lot of people were a little disappointed when Iowa announced earlier in the week that there would be no spring football game this year due to turf renovations at Kinnick Stadium. That turf is only a couple years old, but if you recall, there were some water issues that caused the turf to bubble up, and apparently it's now rendered the turf in need of replacement. I'm certainly not losing any sleep over the fact that we're not going to get a sneak peek at Iowa. And quite frankly, I know this was a poll question earlier in the week. Spring games just seem a little antiquated at this point in time, especially when most schools are not playing an actual game. They're using this as an opportunity for a scrimmage or a controlled practice. And that's the way Kirk Ferentz wants to do it. I think that's the way Matt Campbell wants to do it. You only get 15 practices or something like that during the spring. It's a finite number of days where you can legally work with your team, and they just don't want to waste one of those days putting on a dog and pony show for the fans. I certainly don't blame them. I'm not going to miss it. Some people will.
Number three.
Chris Beard finally getting the respect he deserves.
I love this, and you're seeing so many people, so many basketball analysts sort of jumping on the Chris Beard bandwagon, and well-deserved. That Texas Tech team, 29-6 this season. And whenever you have a coach like that and the talent that he has assembled in Lubbock that can also get these guys to buy in and play the type of defense that we saw last night, we've seen all season long from that team, and really for 3 years in Lubbock, he's going to be a hot name. He's going to be a hot commodity. And during the broadcast last night, Reggie Miller was saying that he went to Texas Tech practice, and he said it was the best practice of any team that he's seen in the past 10 years. The way that they are connected, the structure of the practice. Chris Beard is the real deal, and he's going to have his pick of pretty much any job that he wants if he wants to leave Texas Tech coming up this offseason or maybe an offseason in the future. But I thought the statistic that drove the point home the most was Chris Beard's previous stop, Iowa State fans, you're going to remember Arkansas Little Rock in 2016. He was there for 1 year. So here's a comparison of the 3 years before he was at Arkansas Little Rock than the 3 years after. 2013, they were ranked 220th in the KenPom. 2014, 219th. 2015, 235th. Chris Beard in 2016, they were 30-5 and 56th. And then now the 3 years after, 2017, 245th, 2018, 296th, and this past year, 225th. He is going to win wherever he goes. I don't think that he's going to be interested in the UCLA job, but I think that they would be really dumb not to reach out and throw a lot of money at him to take over that job in Pauley Pavilion.
Number four.
Carolina Home Cooking.
Carolina Home Cooking. I'm going to leave this. This is essentially a road game tomorrow morning for Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes as they take on NC State in Greensboro, North Carolina. The crowd is going to be heavily in favor of the Wolfpack, and I have no doubt that this is going to be a solid, well-played, back-and-forth affair. I think Iowa's probably up against the wall here, as this is essentially going to be a road game. But you heard Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette say earlier, this team viewed anything less than a Sweet 16 appearance as a failure this year. And they got to the Sweet 16, so they're playing with a little bit of house money tomorrow. And we'll see. I will certainly be tuned in. My son loves to watch the Hawkeyes on TV, even though sometimes he's watching the Pittsburgh Pirates and sometimes he's watching teams that don't even have black and gold as their color scheme. We'll be watching tomorrow and rooting for Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes to get to the Elite Eight. And if that's the case, coming up on Monday, we'll have that game for you right here on KGYM. Another reason to pull for the Hawks.
Number five.
Houston, we have a problem.
I leave this. I think the Houston Cougars are going to get past the Kentucky Wildcats tonight because I don't think that PJ Washington, the star big for the Kentucky Wildcats, is going to play. And the statistics are very clear how much worse they are offensively when he is not on the court. I love their guards. I think Tyler Hero of Kentucky is a first-round draft pick. He's a great shooter, and he got away from the Wisconsin Badgers, which I think a lot of Hawkeye fans are happy about. And Keldon Johnson could be a top-five pick, but PJ Washington is the straw that stirs the drink, and Houston is tough. They're hungry. They felt like they should have beaten Michigan last year in the round of 32, then watched the Wolverines get all the way to the national championship game and thought, what if? I like Houston and Kelvin Sampson, despite the minor distraction of him not knowing anything about the Arkansas job.
Number six.
Extensions. They're not just for MLB players.
And we went through an entire offseason where suddenly extensions became all the rage, and that has trickled down a little bit to the west of here on Highway 30. Jamie Pollard announcing that Steve Prohm and Bill Fenley both getting very well-deserved contract extensions for their work as the men's and women's basketball coaches at Iowa State University. I've got to love this. If you've got the men or women in place, pay them. Take care of them. And that's what Jamie Pollard is doing. Now, granted, there was a little bit behind the scenes going on the Steve Prohm angle because the Alabama job came open. And as sometimes happens, it just a total coincidence, I'm sure, but a member of the media throws a coach's name out there to get the public talking about that coach, and the next thing you know, the current employer is stepping up to the plate with some more money and more years for currently employed coach. So a kudos to Steve Prohm for striking while the iron is hot. Bill Fenley, there's been a lot of speculation as to how much longer he will coach before retiring, now under contract through, I believe it's 2025. The guy basically built the Iowa State women's basketball program. Give him a lifetime contract. Let him coach as long as he wants. But these extensions that Jamie Pollard handed out, just another sign of an athletic director who's quite good at the job that he's paid to do.
Number seven.
A statement victory for Gonzaga.
I love this. The Gonzaga Bulldogs made quick work of Florida State last night, 72-58 in the first game that we featured here on KGYM, Westwood One's coverage of the NCAA basketball tournament. I looked at that line last night. I think it was at 7.5. The Bulldogs were favored over the Seminoles. And I said, that's a lot of points. And I had seen Florida State play against Murray State, and they have everything that you want as a basketball team. They have size, they have depth, they have athleticism, and Gonzaga out-physicaled them. And really, I thought, controlled that game from the outset. And I know there was a little bit of negativity around them, whether they should be a number one seed or not be a number one seed. I didn't really think that was much of a debate. The full body of work, the victory over Duke, really the only team to beat Duke when they were at full strength this year, earlier in the year in Maui. Gonzaga is a really good basketball team, and they're very well-rounded. Now, this game against Texas Tech might be the game of the tournament, and I cannot wait to see that contest tomorrow.
Number eight.
The Cubs are back, baby.
It's hard for me, not even though I said a couple days ago that that division was going to be tough and I wouldn't be surprised to see them finish in third this year, and they're counting on too many bounce back candidates like Chris Bryant. Oh, but yeah, he homered yesterday, and I was skeptical that Javier Baez could replicate the MVP caliber season that he had a year ago. Oh, yeah, he hit two home runs yesterday. David Bodie is in the lineup contributing. The offense looked better yesterday than it did all of last season, and Chris Bryant said as much after the game. He was saying it partly tongue-in-cheek, But at the same point in time, I think he meant it. And anybody who watched that team yesterday, that kind of looked like the 2016 version of the Chicago Cubs, not the 2017 version that had the World Series hangover, and certainly not the 2018 version that struggled in a lot of facets of the game. I did my sports view on the NL Central earlier today. This is going to be a five-team dogfight. Five teams are not going to contend for the pennant, but five teams are going to beat up on each other all season long. And I think if you can get to 90, 91 wins in that division, it may be enough to claim the pennant this year. But the Cubs are back, baby. I'm buying in after one game. Classic overreaction to opening day.
Number nine.
The AAF couldn't make up its mind, which is why they're going to fold.
Earlier this week, Tom Dundon, the Carolina Hurricanes majority owner, said that if the AAF doesn't get the participation from the NFLPA, meaning to be able to use some of the young players from the NFL, they're possibly going to close up shop. Well, here's the problem, and I know that we talked about this when that news came out. But the AAF, I thought, had a plan. I thought that Charlie Ebersole and Bill Polian would come together and try to at least know what their identity was going to be. They didn't at all. And here's what I mean. I said that if they wanted to make this a truly developmental league, because that's all we heard about, Bill Polian, this is going to be for the player that just missed out on the NFL to give them another shot for NFL scouts, and we kind of want to make this the G League or the AHL of the NFL. We want to make it the AAA of the NFL. If you really wanted to do that, you would put it running concurrently with the league. So players could have two-way contracts, players could get called up to the NFL, you could send players down to the NFL, and you wouldn't add any extra workload onto the players, because quite honestly, playing 26 weeks of football is not good for anyone's health. But they clearly didn't have a plan or didn't have an identity, because they decided based on completely on ratings that, all right, we got to go to the spring because that's when people want to watch football. They got caught in this unhappy medium of being a developmental league, but not completely a developmental league, but still mostly relying on ratings and viewers that they wouldn't get. It's got to be one or the other. You have to decide from the outset which it's going to be, because you can't be both. And that's where they screwed this whole thing up, and it's going to cost them, because I think that this will be the first and only year of the Alliance of American Football.
Number 10.
Baseball is almost back in Eastern Iowa.
Almost. I'm going to love this. It is hard to believe, but the Cedar Rapids Colonels are breaking camp with the Minnesota Twins this weekend. They're going to be in town early next week, and opening day is Thursday at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Colonels will host the Peoria Chiefs, the St. Louis Cardinals, Midwest League entry. Still too early to know what the roster makeup is going to be, but you would assume at some point this year, a guy like Wander Javier will be in Cedar Rapids. I think he's hobbled right now a little bit and may or may not be with the team for opening day. But Junior Severino is a guy that the farm director mentioned at the Colonel's Hot Stove Banquet back in January. I think you'll probably see some veteran guys that are on the roster that were here last year, especially on the pitching side of things. That was hinted at during the Hot Stove Banquet as well. And 54 degrees and a slight chance of precipitation in the forecast on Thursday. Sounds like pretty good baseball weather to me. It's going to be a two-game homestand to kick the season off. That means game two will be a Friday, a Z102.9 Mug Club night. So get your mug of beer and get it refilled on the cheap for remaining Friday home games all throughout the season. But baseball's back, baby. Major League's underway, and the minor league season kicking off here shortly.
If you don't love it, leave it.
5:23, we'll step aside shortly. The Hawkeyes and the number 25 Illinois Fighting Illini trying to beat Mother Nature today amongst each other at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. We'll get you a score update. Kyle will have a big board update after this.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
Baseball season is upon us. What are your fondest ballpark memories? A big hit? Clutch save? Just cracking a cold one on a sunny day? How about the beauty of that green, perfectly maintained field? Imagine that field in your backyard. As the official field crew of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Ultra Lawn can make that a reality. Only the best will do for you. So partner locally with the professionals at Ultra Lawn. The grass is always greener on the Ultra Lawn side of the fence. Get a quote online at ultralawn.com.
Spring is a time for new beginnings and new ways to get smart rock and roll. Smart FM's got you covered with your favorite tunes spanning decades. Lacing up your running shoes? Tune to Smart FM. Getting ready to grill on the deck? Season your steak with Smart FM. Shining up those golf clubs in the garage? Keep your radio locked on Smart FM. Eastern Iowa's home for smart rock. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
See what happens when you skip rehearsal.
Coming up in just a few minutes, former Major League manager Bobby Valentine joining us on the program. We will get his thoughts on the state of Major League Baseball today. He is currently the athletic director at Sacred Heart University and doing quite well in that position from the sounds of it. But I got to ask him, he's still relatively young. Want to know if he still has the itch to manage in the major leagues. He's 68. That would put him on the in the upper tier of
relatively
managers age-wise. He looks good. He's a young 68. He got his first gig with the Rangers when he was 35. I'm 38. He was I'm by the way turning 39 next month, not that anybody's counting, but he had been a major league manager for 3 years at my age. This is still hard to believe. Managed the Rangers, the Mets, and very briefly, the Boston Red Sox. Also had a lucrative career in Japan. This guy could not walk down the street in Japan without being mobbed. They absolutely love him there.
And he invented the rap.
I've read the entire his Wikipedia page from top to bottom. I don't see anything about inventing the rap.
Google it. Valentine invented the rap.
If it's not on Wikipedia,
it's not on Google questions. Did Bobby Valentine invent the
Google
rap?
Google questions.
Sure he did. 1982. He remembers it like it was yesterday.
Will all four number one seeds play in the Final Four this year? Or the Elite Eight, I should say. That's our poll question today. KGYMradio.com. Two of them got there last night. Two of them will be attempting to get there tonight, North Carolina and Duke, among the eight teams playing for four spots in the Elite Eight tonight. We'll have those games for you beginning at 6 o'clock right here. That's why we're stepping aside a little early right now. Kyle's going to bring you a big board update.
Midway through yesterday's show, it was announced junior guard Macy Daly will be transferring away from Iowa. His name, of course, was involved in a situation early in the season, and many may attribute his transfer to that, but many players in his basketball situation may have done the same. He saw his minutes decrease to only 12 last season, and with only 1 year of eligibility left, he's in a crowded wing conversation that'll involve Isaiah Moss, Joe Wieskamp, Connor McCaffrey, and Patrick McCaffrey. No indication yet where he may go, but Daly is from Ohio. The Iowa women are in the Sweet 16 trying to advance to its first Elite Eight since 1993 when it tips off early tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. against 3-seed NC State. The Wolfpack is close to home playing in Greensboro and led by senior Kiara Leslie, who can score it pretty well, but the matchup to watch will be Megan Gustafson and freshman freshman Alyssa Kanane. She's taller than Megan at 6'5" and averaged 13-6 on 56%, but Gustafson is a senior All-American and the most dominant post player in the country. Again, tip-off is at 10:30, and you can see it on ESPN. The series opener between Iowa and 25th-ranked Illinois was moved up again today as they try to work around weather this evening. They got started at 2 o'clock, and the Hawkeyes ruined a comeback and made one of their own. Five unanswered runs in the 7th and 8th innings led to an 8-4 victory. We're off the air at 6 again tonight as we yield to the final set of Sweet 16 matchups. On all three frequencies will be LSU, Michigan State, and Auburn, North Carolina, followed by Virginia Tech, Duke, and Houston, Kentucky.
Illinois came into Iowa City with the number 5 RPI in the country. They played a very strong schedule to start the season. That's a nice win for Rick Heller and the Hawkeyes, especially given what happened last weekend at Indiana. The Iowa softball team at home this weekend, taking on Northwestern. So lots of activity in and around the Coralville and Iowa City area. This was a cool moment. We didn't get a chance to mention this yesterday, but it lost in the hoopla of opening day at Target Field with the Minnesota Twins, which you can hear all summer long on 107.5 FM. They had Justin Morneau throw out the first pitch. And Justin Morneau, a Twins legend, along with the likes of Joe Mauer. And who was there to catch the first pitch from Justin Morneau but our old pal Tommy Watkins, who's now a member of the big league coaching staff, played with Justin Morneau at multiple stops in the Twins minor league system.
Did he catch the ball?
He did catch the ball.
Okay.
He did catch the ball, and he looked right at home wearing that big league uniform again. So happy for Tommy to be back at the big league level. And Twins getting things started with a 2-0 win over the division favorite Cleveland Indians, as we covered yesterday. Jose Berríos, 10 strikeouts on opening day, the most strikeouts for a Twins starter on opening day since Jim Perry, Gaylord Perry's brother, did it back in 1970. A lot of baseball left to be played. The text line, by the way, is coming at me for being too high on the Cubs. I do understand that it was the Rangers, and I do understand that it was opening day, and I think I may have made a comment about a classic overreaction to the results of opening day. There may have been just a little bit of purposeful hyperbole in saying that the Cubs were back. But let's be honest, the Cubs are back. The Cubs are back, baby. It's their world. You're going to have to just live with it. Yeah, it was the Rangers, and it was Mike Minor, and I couldn't name you half that lineup, except for Nomar Mazara. Got me a garbage home run. Garbage home run for my fantasy baseball team yesterday off Mike Montgomery. I loved it. All right, I have no idea what this is going to bring, but Bobby Valentine is supposed to be with us next.
Every block, every basket, every win. Don't miss a moment of tournament action. Grab your crew and head to Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar in Uptown Marion. Watch the games on a 180-inch big screen with stadium seating, 20 beers on tap, and drink specials. They have two rooms available for private party rentals, too. Basketball at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar on 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. And weekdays after work, come in for happy hour from 3 to 6. And trivia Wednesday nights at 7.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo is hoping to play through his still sore right ankle. He missed two games last week, and last night he had to come out of a game in the fourth quarter against the Clippers. Antetokounmpo says he's hoping to play through the injury with only six games left in the regular season. Two number one seeds already into the Elite Eight. The other two will try to join them tonight. North Carolina plays Auburn. Duke meets Virginia Tech. ESPN's Seth Greenberg.
I think Duke wins this game. I think they'd win it by going small with Zion at five, so they can have four guys on the perimeter that can all defend the ball.
Seth Greenberg on Golic and Wingo. The other Sweet 16 games tonight, Kentucky against Houston, and Michigan State plays LSU. Louisville center Stephen Enoch will enter the NBA draft but keep his options open. He played his first two college seasons at Connecticut. Mark Fox is the new head coach at Cal. He was fired by Georgia. after last season. And from the NFL, offensive lineman T.J. Lang retiring after an injury-filled season with the Lions.
Hey, it's the Gats. Join us Monday. We'll have the funniest thing from the sports weekend. Plus, I'll have my weekend observations. That is Monday on the Dan Le Batard Show with me, Stu Gats, on ESPN Radio.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
You may tell yourself that watching the world's best basketball tourney on your phone is okay. Heck, everyone else does it. Well, everyone else is wrong. Tiny screens, cell phone speakers, earbuds, nope, nope, and double nope. Basketball belongs to the big screen, so put your phone on pipe down mode and come to B-Dubs where the screens are huge and the fans are you. Your hands will be so filled with wings and beers, you'd be hard-pressed to hold one of those nerdy pocket TVs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
Do you have frequent heartburn? Like the kind where you have antacid stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag, or your desk, or your car, or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every journey starts with a single step. On your retirement journey, make sure your first step is finding Medicare Supplement Insurance with Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We want you to find answers to all your questions about Medicare. Go to wellmark.com/Medicare today and get your free Medicare Matters guide or find a local expert to talk to. Then, let the journey begin. Wellmark. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
He really seems to care about what I have no idea.
Okay, so call me the amazing Kreskin. I had a feeling about this. This isn't the, you know, we're not playing Kirk Ferentz news conference audio over here. I mean, stop mashing buttons like you're playing Fortnite. Bobby Valentine, former Major League manager, was supposed to join us here on the program. And this all came about because we got an email from his people at Sacred Heart University, and it was opening day yesterday, and I said, this is like an April Fool's joke or something. And no, this is serious. And Kyle booked him, and we lined him up for 5:30 today. And we have Kyle with us in the studio instead of Bobby Valentine on the phone right now. So Kyle is going to explain the circumstances behind why we're talking to him and not Bobby Valentine.
Yeah, I'll start tomorrow because it was a very short process. It doesn't take that long. Alex forwarded me an email yesterday that he had gotten from people at Sacred Heart just offering up Bobby Valentine. Normally when we get emails like this, it's so-and-so has written a book or so-and-so was, you know, recently hired or something like that. It was not like that. Sacred Heart just emailed us, said Bobby Valentine is
so-and-so is selling fake mustaches.
Bobby Valentine is available immediately to discuss opening day in the upcoming season. And so I reach out to his people, and a little bit later, get a call.
Again, he has people.
He's got people.
He had people. And I get a call from them, and they're saying, you know, when would you think? And I'm saying 4:30, 5:30 Central. And they hang up, and they call me back a little bit later, and they're saying, well, I talked to Bobby, and he should be available right around that 5:30 spot. Just go ahead and give him a call. Here's his cell phone number. He's real cool about us giving people his cell phone number. Just go ahead and give him a call around 5:30. And so I'm thinking, like, this isn't really how it normally goes, but okay, sounds legit enough. And so I tell Todd and Alex that we're going to have Bobby Valentine, and the whole thing felt like a dream, and Todd was on to it. He just kept, you know, something, what could go wrong here? And here we are at 5:30, and Bobby Valentine is not with
us. So he wanted to go at, he needed another half hour. The problem is we don't have the other half hour tonight.
We don't.
98% of the time, this show has open segments all over the place. There's not enough stuff to talk about in 3 hours in a 200-level market with no major league sports franchises. This is the 1% of the time where we don't have that 6 o'clock option for him. So
this one hurts, Todd.
We'll try again.
It stings, and I know I'm going to be the subject of a lot of ribbing from a certain former co-host in Knoxville, Tennessee, who was very much in disbelief when I told him, hey, you're never going to believe who's going to be on the show with us tomorrow.
I was going to offer the seat up to him if he wanted to come up and take over just for half hour.
Now, the text line wanted us to ask Bobby Valentine about the time that he got thrown out of the game with the Mets and came back to the dugout in the T-shirt and the mustache. He probably has been asked about that a million times. I want to break fresh ground with him. I want to talk about, Alex wants to ask him about raps.
Yes. He invented the rap, apparently.
I'm still not seeing that anywhere on this is how geeked out I was about this. Bobby Valentine had 12 career home runs in the major leagues, and I was going to test his memory to see how many of the pitchers he could remember that he hit home runs off of. Two of them, by the way, are in the Hall of Fame. He had home runs off Catfish Hunter and Phil Niekro. As a matter of fact, Phil Niekro was his final home run, and in 1978. He ended his career as a member of the Seattle Mariners in 1979, and that was a really bad Seattle Mariners team.
If you look up Bobby Valentine rap, it's everywhere. Deadspin, MLB.com.
Okay,
Delish.
I will do
com.
It. I will do it. Well, if it's on Delish.com, again, I'm on his Wikipedia page.
You got to go on to the rap's Wikipedia page.
Okay.
With a W.
All right, people don't care about Bobby Valentine. That was just more of being a baseball geek and want. I think I would have liked to have asked him what he thinks baseball is doing right in this day and age and what baseball needs to do better at. And maybe we'll get that chance moving forward.
I wanted to ask him about
you wanted to ask him about raps. Don't pretend otherwise.
I did want to ask him about raps. I also wanted to ask him about what he thinks of where the trend of major league managers is going.
But guys like Bobby Valentine aren't getting jobs again anytime soon. Mike Socha, Bruce Bochy is retiring at the end of this year if he doesn't get fired. The Giants are going to be bad. The Giants are going to be awful this year. Joe Maddon's in the last year of his contract. Nobody's paying a manager $6 million a year anymore. Not when the manager is essentially the computer in the front office that spits out all the information and says, do this, don't do that. I don't mean to be flippant here, but you or I could probably manage a Major League Baseball team by the standards of today's game.
I just put a couple people to my right and
my left. It's all data-driven.
And say, hey, what do I do in this situation? All right, we're not laying down a bunt.
Yeah, don't. Bunts are bad in 2019.
No stealing either.
Everybody hates the bunt. Everybody hates stealing bases. You got to shift the heck out of the defense, and you got a bullpen. You got to throw relievers and play the matchups. And I'm serious. I think virtually anybody with the slightest knowledge of baseball could manage a major league team nowadays because all of the information is provided from the front office. They tell you what the man. There's no personality in the managers, and it's been said before. I'm trying to remember which manager. I think it was Buck Showalter who said, "You're not managing against anybody." Oh no, it wasn't. It was Dusty Baker who said
Dusty
about
Baker.
Buck Showalter and Jim Leland and the like, that you're not matching wits with a human being. You're playing chess with a computer, and that's not baseball.
This is sort of an interesting story. One of my good friends from high school was a pretty good baseball player, but he was more of a, he wanted to become a coach. And so his final paper, his senior year for his master's, was to predict that the Astros were going to win the World Series in 2018. And because
missed it by that much.
Or no, he got it right. Or 2017, right? Yes. Whenever they won. It was 2017.
BJ and Marion screaming at his radio right now.
2017. He hit it right on the money. The Astros then give him a job as the manager of the Tri-Valley Thundercats or whatever they're called. I'm not close
on that.
That
was an old CBA team. They're the Valley Cats.
The Valley Cats.
Jake Adams, the former Hawkeye first baseman.
Yes, he was Jake Adams' manager last year, and they went on to win the championship. So he got a job because he was an analytics-driven sort of stat guy that they found after he wrote a thesis that the Astros were going to win the World Series in 2017. And now he got promoted as, I believe, a roving instructor.
366-1600, again, it's playing chess. It's no longer managing a baseball game. It's playing chess. It's just you're trying to stay one step ahead of Garry Kasparov out there. NCAA tournament is on tap tonight. The final half of the Sweet 16 will be whittled down, and the Elite Eight will be filled. We are stepping aside at the top of the hour so that we can bring you all four games, whip around coverage. Westwood won. LSU and Michigan State tip things off tonight a little after 6 o'clock. The Spartans are a 6-point favorite. That game will be followed by one of the two number one seeds in action tonight, North Carolina taking on Bruce Pearl and Auburn. The Tar Heels are favored by 5.5 there. Duke is an 8.5-point favorite over Virginia Tech, a team that they are very familiar with. I think Duke is going to roll in that game, personally. And then Kentucky and Houston close things out tonight. Kentucky, a 2.5-point favorite, set to tip off at about 9 o'clock. What are the chances that we see Tom Izzo taking another Michigan State team to the Elite Eight?
Well, Vegas says that they're the favorite
Vegas
in the game.
Just cares about getting money on both sides.
I don't understand this. I think if you're just looking at both teams on paper, LSU probably has the edge. I think this is more of a toss-up than that 6-point spread indicates. So last night, everything was telling me Texas Tech is going to roll past Michigan, but Michigan had found a way at this point of the season to elevate their game and play beyond what their roster says they are. Can Michigan State do that? Because the past couple of Tom Izzo teams have not really been able to do that. I thought last year's team was very underachieving, and this year's team has taken a step forward, but LSU is a really good team. I like LSU.
I think Michigan State's going to have its hands full tonight. I do. I think that's going to be is there any game tonight that will be as awful as Texas Tech and Michigan was last night? Which one of these four games offers the biggest opportunity to be a snooze fest?
Well, maybe it's the one that we just mentioned. I think that both of those teams, the style of play that they have, they can lock in on defense. But no, I don't think anything's going to be that bad. I just can't see any of these teams having, both teams having less than 25 points at halftime, or Michigan having 16. I know that Michigan has those games where they can't score at all, but last night, that might have been their worst shooting game of the year. 1-for-19 from beyond the arc, and that 1-3 was, that came from a walk-on at the end of the game where it deadened off the back iron and fell in.
That game just, I am telling the truth here last night. I went to bed halfway through. Halftime rolled around, and you got a toddler that just runs you ragged, and parents listening to the program know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, you trust me, there were a decade ago, I was starting my night at 10 o'clock, Hell, 5 years ago, sometimes I was starting my night at 10 o'clock. Last night, I was in bed. I can't stand this anymore. What was the 22-16?
I think it was 24-16.
24-16 NCAA record for...
That was terrible. It was hard to watch. And yes, both teams are really good defensively, but still.
And then you had Tennessee taking on Purdue, and basically the opposite happened of the Iowa-Tennessee game, where it was Tennessee that was getting blown out in the first half, and then Tennessee comes back, makes a game of it in the second half, and forces overtime. I saw somebody on Twitter last night post that Tennessee's kryptonite was black and gold. That does not mean what you think it is. If Tennessee's kryptonite was black and gold, that would have been Iowa playing Purdue last night. It wasn't. But in the end, Carson Edwards and the leg kick get
that
it done.
I know that that's what Candace Parker is saying, but...
She's a little biased.
That was the equivalent of a right-handed batter against a right-handed pitcher not moving away from the pitch, but not leaning into it either. I didn't think that there was much of a... It was... If he kicked his leg out at all, it was very subtle. And there is absolutely no way that an official is going to make that ruling. So I thought that the call was correct. There was some debate as to whether he was out of bounds. He was not out of bounds. His heels were up off the line. They have to be touching the line for him to be out of bounds. It was the right call. It was the right outcome. I'll leave it at that.
We did have a texter back in the first hour of the program that said Rick Barnes said after the game that it was a foul. Of course he's going to say that. I bet you $100 privately if you asked Rick Barnes to answer the question, he would say something different.
You hear a lot of coaches complain about the officiating and complain about calls and just sort of say, I'm not going to comment on that. It seemed like he went out of his way to say, yeah, that was a foul. Because I think in his heart of hearts, he knows it was a foul.
Well, at the end of the day, Tennessee's watching the tournament from the same place Iowa is. They got one game further down the road, and that's it. But they got there. Iowa did not. And we'll see which four teams survive and advance. A good opportunity for us to remind you, check those brackets. You got to be curious how close you are to claiming that $500 first prize in the KGYM Bracket Challenge, courtesy of our friends at Imon Communications. Check those brackets, keep an eye on them over the weekend, and somebody at the end of this, April 8th, will be $500 richer, courtesy of Imon Communications. Virginia, Purdue, Texas Tech, and Gonzaga, all in the Elite Eight. Four teams will join them tonight, and the chance to get there kicks off in about 10 minutes. We'll take you there at the top of the hour. Right now, we need to take our final timeout. Yes, final timeout. And when we return, Kyle's going to get you a big board update.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay.
Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are ya? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Sunshine. Grass. Beer.
Baseball.
You call that a strike?
Best seats ever.
Best seats ever.
Home run. High five.
Twins tickets.
That's hit a long way. Twins tickets. Get them now. Twinsbaseball.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Diane, word around the office is you're thinking about quitting.
Dave, I'm sorry you had to find out from someone else.
It's really hard to find great employees like you, so I'd like to make you a counteroffer.
Dave, why are you pulling up your shirt? What is that?
It's a tattoo of your face on my lower back. So what do you say? Diane?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Game on!
Game on!
Monday on the gym class, Scott Unesh and Mark Dukes will check in with Mike Halas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. They will also have a chance for you to take home tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels. That's right. The Colonels begin the 2019 Midwest League season Thursday at home against the Peoria Chiefs. And I know Alex is looking forward to seeing just exactly which one of the Cardinals prospects, top prospects, will begin the year in Peoria. Should be a good team that is on the field for the Chiefs come opening day. I'll say the same thing about the Colonels, and we'll probably learn their roster sometime over the weekend, Sunday or Monday, perhaps, at the latest, would be my best guess. Kyle is back with us in the studio. He's going to bring you a big board update.
Midway through yesterday's shows, announced junior guard Macy Daly will be transferring away from Iowa. His name, of course, was involved in a situation early in the season, and many may attribute his transfer to that, but many players in his basketball situation may have done the same anyway. He saw his minutes decrease to only 12 last season, and with only 1 year of eligibility left, he's in a crowded wing conversation that'll include Isaiah Moss, Joe Wieskamp, Connor McCaffrey, and Patrick McCaffrey. There's no indication yet where he may go, but Daly is from Ohio. The Iowa women are in the Sweet 16, trying to advance to its first Elite Eight since 1993 when it tips off early tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. against 3-seed NC State. The Wolfpack is close to home playing in Greensboro and led by senior Kiara Leslie, who can score it pretty well, but the matchup to watch will be Megan Gustafson and freshman Alyssa Kanane. She's taller than Gustafson at 6'5" and averaged 13-6 on 56%, but Gustafson's a senior All-American and the most dominant post player in the country. Again, tip-off is 10:30, and you can see it on ESPN. The series opener between Iowa and 25th-ranked Illinois was moved up again today as they try to work around weather this evening. They got started at 2 o'clock, and the Hawkeyes ruined a comeback and made one of their own. Five unanswered runs in the 7th and 8th innings led to a 8-4 victory. We're off the air in just a few minutes tonight as we yield to the final set of Sweet 16 matchups. On all three frequencies will be LSU, Michigan State, and Auburn, North Carolina, followed by Virginia Tech, Duke, and Houston, Kentucky. And then over the weekend, we'll have the Elite Eight, as well as Twins baseball on the North Gym.
And good luck going out to the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders tonight as they take on Dubuque. Should be close to a full house at the Ice Arena. Always a fun time during those Cowbell Cup series. 366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. We appreciate you so much for your interactions today on a Bobby Valentine-less edition of the program. We will try to get him on in the future with us. Plenty of baseball to discuss on Monday, and when we reconvene, we will know the fate not only of the men when it comes to who's in the Elite Eight, but we'll also know whether or not Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes will be playing on Monday night. And if they are, we will be off the air at 6 o'clock on Monday as well. At least that's my understanding. So go Hawks as they take on North Carolina State tomorrow. Again, as Kyle mentioned, it is on ESPN. And Megan Gustafson, Hannah Stewart, and Tanaya Davis looking to extend their careers by at least one more game. If you missed anything from today's program, don't be afraid to download or listen to the podcast now. It's available at kgymradio.com.